92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Something pretty big happened on Election Day down in Florida. The residents of Key West voted by almost 85% to prohibit cruise ships with more than 1,500 passengers from docking in the city from now on. And the only cruise lines that will be allowed to dock are the ones with the highest health ratings. That's a really big thing, because Key West is almost as popular as the Caribbean islands. Boat tourists make up half the visitors in the Keys every year. At least, they used to. But they only spend about 8% of what regular land visitors would spend. And prohibiting those boats from docking is going to have a significant positive impact on the environment. In fact, we've already seen this, because when COVID struck in March and the cruise ships were banned from traveling and docking, it gave the environment of Key West time to recover, and it's done so impressively. That also gave government officials time to think about the more than 400 dockings that take place each year in the Keys, and how it causes chronic water issues and kills coral and sea creatures, including lobster and conch, and all those big boats compromise the local fishing industry, which supports about 8,000 jobs in the area. So 40 of the 50 big boats that used to call Key West their home port as of last year won't be allowed back when they leave.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.